Hey, no jumper. This is the Cam Girl versus House Phone Show. Cam Girl is not here again. We got special guests in the building.
Oh, the camera right there. The
biggest crip thus far.
Yeah, I mean,
a motherfucking Joey Fats. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, bro. Just cooling, bro. You know how I go.
You rolling up this nuclear nonsense that I gave you.
That's exactly what it is. I hope they ain't selling this on Doty.
Hey. Just know the Doty Block fiends, we call it, man. They be this.
I need to go over there with some shit. Yeah.
Hey. The Doty Block Reggie be smoking, bro. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, all right. Sound good.
What's good? How you living today, man?
I'm good, bro. Just got in a car accident and some other shit the other day, but
yeah. What the hell was that about, man? Because you know I watch your Instagram story faithfully. Mm. Your Instagram story is like the Bible, bro. You like you be on some motivational shit. You be on some funny shit. You just be living life. You be spending time with your daughter, bro. You literally got your Instagram is like your whole like everything, bro. You put everything out there. That's why I fuck with you.
With the whole car crash shit.
Yeah.
I just wrong place, wrong time. Ended up getting in a little situation. Some gunshots firing and shit like.
Where was you at? Like, what area was you in?
The BPSs.
Sheesh, yeah. I felt that. Yeah. I mean, like, you everything all good? You got your car fixed and all that shit.
You know, I'm big cutthroat, big guy. He's in shop right now.
Nah, for sure.
It'll be done this weekend.
Nah, for sure, man. I mean, we need you around, but we got too much crazy shit going on in L.A.,
hey,
man.
Hey, you know, fuck, I got good life insurance policy, though. Nigga, get me up out of here. My daughter gonna be rich. She's a motherfucker.
Yeah, but she needs you still, though, you know?
She'll be all right. Money heals all.
I fuck with the attitude, man, but, you know, we need legends like you that's been around, that's been doing this shit, that got the knowledge to pass it on to the younger niggas, you know?
Yes, sir.
Because some of these niggas, man, these niggas be... Like, some of the niggas that's been doing this shit, bro, they be hating and they just don't, like, they don't, like, nobody passed the knowledge down or, like, they don't guide the young niggas to how to do it the right way and how to fucking, you know?
But shit, you can't, they ain't even know how to do it the right way, so I can't, you know what I mean?
That's facts.
That's how a lot of this shit is, really. It don't be the fact that motherfucker don't be wanting to put motherfucker on game, but they ain't even got it figured out yet. You know what I mean?
Nah, for sure.
It's like, I'm still learning a lot too, but I know a lot, so I just try to put people up on game so they don't make the same mistakes I did.
Nah, for sure.
But you got a lot of people who take advantage of that too, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's a lot of that. That's why you don't really see me out as much, because when I go out, a lot of people like to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. Like that shit. But take advantage in, like, what way, though? Like, you feel like you'd be showing niggas too much
I'm
love?
Nice. Like, Dylan, for instance.
Yeah.
Cut cost me like $250,000, man.
Dylan, oh.
Come on, I ain't gonna say cut name. That rapper guy.
Yeah.
Cut cost me like $250,000.
Okay, well, see, that's the thing, though, with you is like, you are one of those people where you just tapped into everything, bro. Like, you know all the merch niggas. Like, you keep your eyes open, you feel me? So.
Bro, I'm a hustler, bro. I don't like being broke, so I'm gonna put some effort into making some money, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what? You feel like you already did. What you needed to do in the music shit, so now you like fuck it, I'm gonna just tap into the other young niggas.
Man, it's 2019, bro. It's just like the music industry so shit right now, bro.
Yeah.
And like I know you experienced it firsthand, you know what I mean? Man. Especially as an independent artist, and I'm just a nigga that don't like signing paperwork. I'm not about to call a nigga to give me no check. So I'd rather get it on my own and just where the game is at. Like even Spotify is not even cool no more. Like Spotify low key is hard now. Like niggas used to do numbers on Spotify, but like it's quiet now.
Cause it's so many artists, it's so much.
Oversaturated.
Like, you know, have you seen this new shit where niggas is uploading songs under other niggas' names? Like it's this nigga like I guess he's from LA or some shit, but he'll upload his music under like Mike Sherm or under OGZ.
Go crazy or what?
Like it was going all right. Like the homie was showing me, and it was like he makes the same type of music as the niggas that he's putting his name under.
Like, it's sort of like
it's like what Soulja Boy was doing.
Nah, it's
that
like you wanna know those that remind me of? Hmm. You remember LimeWire days?
Yeah, exactly.
you
know that's how Soulja Boy got on, right?
Word?
Cause he was uploading like I got me some Bathing Apes like under like 50 Cent in the club or some shit, like whatever song was popping at the time. Soulja Boy was putting his music under that shit.
Yeah.
So niggas would download it and it'll be fucking Soulja Boy, you feel me?
I ain't know no shit like that. That sounds like some shit House Phone to do. You know House Phone?
hey, just know, man. If you already
start doing it. No.
Hey, man. The Spotify jugs is going up. Yeah. Okay, but the real question is like, how did you get this mentality to be like, all right, I'm gonna fucking tap in with these niggas. I'm gonna get this nigga. I'm gonna sign him because the nigga you was talking about, you grabbed him early on, before niggas even like really knew what was going on.
Got, like I got in the game with Vince, like you know, Vince Staples.
Yeah, of course.
It was
yeah.
me and him. I really was just selling dope, and I had Brad out with BMW and shit. I just was helping him with whatever he needed. And
you wasn't really taking the rap shit seriously?
Nah, he the one who really put it in my head, like, bro, you smart, you good with numbers. Like, it's not even really necessarily rap shit. I wanted to be executive, like, yeah. some Dr. Dre shit. So oh, it's just like, he the one who put it in my head, like, bro, you good with numbers. Like, you a hustler. Like, why don't you do this shit? And I just started doing it, bro. And, like, just seeing what, like, I just like helping people, bro. Just put it like that. Like, yeah. especially, like, you make a nigga rich, bro. Like, cause with the Dylan kid, I wasn't the only nigga I did it with. I made a lot of niggas money. Like, yeah. so when you change somebody's life, like, the amount of respect and love that they have for you after that is just
like,
it's
yeah.
priceless, bro.
Exactly.
Like, even with the YB and Amir kid, like, he been on before I came around, but I just help him with so much now. And
yeah. I mean, niggas, for niggas need a nigga like you though. Yeah, especially yeah. if they not from the town, they not from the city. Like, you got to be tapped in with somebody somewhere. You can't just be out here just roaming freely, you know.
Man, LA full of bitches, man. Nigga be alright.
Man,
can't be no hoe though. That's it. That's yeah, what you talk about, but these niggas bitches out here, bro.
Yeah,
I'm just keeping it a buck.
I mean,
you can fight me, nigga. You know where I'm at. 56.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You from Long Beach, like, you from California. Like, you know what the fuck is up already. You know?
Yeah, but you, nigga, it's the same with you, bro. Niggas prey on who they could, bro. You
exactly.
let nigga know you can't
it been
play.
Like that, though.
Yeah, you know, you let a nigga know he can't play with you, you be all right.
Yeah, on God.
You got to make an example out of nigga sometimes.
Man, I be trying to avoid all that, bro. Like, I'm not that nigga at all.
You be on the bitches.
You feel
I ain't
me?
No cap. I'd be on Instagram like, bro, where this nigga house phone come from? Bro, yo, hey, I grilled you on old girl page.
Oh,
you remember he was like, yo,
you the roast master.
Cuz said, I was waiting for her to turn around and she did. Oh my goodness. I said, I was supposed to sound like somebody horny uncle.
Hey, just know I got a little shorty now, so you know that's old, baby. I'm logged off Instagram. I'm not in no more comments no more, you know what I'm saying?
What's up? How did them shows go that you did?
Man, wait, I don't even know which one you're talking about, man.
You was in Miami, I think, or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I went on a little tour with Father. I went on a tour with Father. That shit was cool. You know, I've been bouncing around. I'm about to do that shit in Vegas. That shit's gonna be lit.
Bro, how you niggas be getting on that?
Honestly, bro, to be honest.
Josh?
Nah, we gotta talk about that too. Yeah, my nigga Josh. But nah, the girl that I do the show with, Cam Girl, she a DJ. And she, that festival, that shit used to be day and night, and they like bringing it back. Yeah, that's why it's called Day in Vegas.
That makes a lot
Ain't
of sense.
Ain't that crazy though, how that's... Rolling Loud came and like just kind of wiped them out, and then they like, nah, fuck that, we coming back. They came back with the hardest lineup though.
Wow, look, bro, that's where you sleeping at.
Hmm.
Should have been trying to do some shit. You know everybody house phone.
I know, but see, I'm not the nigga, like, I don't be, like, trying to press my issue about shit. I just be,
that's
you
why
know?
You gonna be broke out here.
Man, that's facts.
I have issue about that bread, bro.
Nah, for sure.
I be telling motherfuckers that, like, I remember after I graduated high school and shit, I had got, like, a side toiling job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers making fun of me and shit like that. I'm like, nigga, I'm making $10 an hour. You
yeah, facts.
Like, bro, I don't.
You use that to flip that to do something else, you know?
You know how to go. The dope game booming.
Nah, for sure. Speaking of the dope game booming, all right, so how did, right, so you and my manager Josh have a relationship, or shout out La Ropa Life, baby. ACC
Pussy
Studio.
Build strong bones, my nigga.
Exactly.
Set.
Throw the T real quick. Throw the T. Pussy build strong bones, man.
Tap in.
Tap into the homies, man. They fucking going up. If you see anybody with this hat, just know.
Joey Fats put you on.
Joey saw it on me. Just know.
Fuck out
of here. We're going to start the rumor that I started it first, you feel me? Nah, but hey, nah. The boys is going crazy, though. Shout out to the homies, man.
Nah, homeless ass Warhol put me on.
What happened with that? That was your nigga, man. Y'all
niggas
was rocking
trying to
up.
Take advantage. That's that situation. Exactly like, what I talk. Look, bro, the nigga staying at my house, bro. I didn't even say, oh, you can spend a night. Nigga sleeping on my floor. Cool. You my artist. You all good.
Yeah.
You recording in my studio. You my artist. You all good. Got my engineer mixing shit. You my artist. You all good.
Okay.
You got me making beats for you now.
Hey.
I don't make beats for niggas like that. Hey, I don't, you know what I mean? So I'm like,
I ain't seen produced by Joey Fats.
Stepping out my comfort zone, you know what I mean? But all right, cool. I make beats for you. It's all right. Make a beat for him. You know what I mean? They pushing it as his next single now. You know what I mean? So I talked to him that morning. You my artist. You know what I mean?
Like official, like signed?
Artist. You're my artist.
Okay.
So I produced this, so give me my credit. Now, for one, y'all putting out the record without sending me my paperwork. Like, I'm a businessman at the end of the day. Like,
yeah.
I know you don't make no money off your music and shit like that, but.
But, like, this is how you do it.
This is how
like
I do my business at the end of the day. So, boom, they don't do that.
Are you talking about, like, as a producer or as, like, just you, like, overseeing the whole thing?
No, as a producer. Yeah. I produce it. I just want my credit, bro. Like, that's easy. I mean, let me go turn this shit to my admin group, get my little 10 cent, whatever I'm going to make off this shit.
Nah, for sure,
So, boom, like, we do that shit. And then I talked to him earlier that morning. He don't tell me that the record coming out that night. The record dropped. I don't have no produced by Joey Fats. And then I told him, like, you're not paying me for the record. You know what I mean? That's cool. You know what I mean? But at least put the Cutthroat Records logo in there. You my artist. He don't put it on there. And how I feel is, bro, I'm paying for a 2,200 square foot loft right now. I got a crib in Beverly Hills. I got a Range Rover, Mustang, bro. Like, all this shit by myself, bro.
That you
got
to pay for.
But by myself. Yeah. I don't need you, bro. Like, I'm not about to be going on my way to beg you to do something, bro. You're broke.
Sure.
My nigga, you broke at the end of the day.
Yeah, I got a lighter.
I have faith in you to be something.
Yeah.
But don't get it fucked up, bro. Like, I need you, bro. And that's where motherfuckers get it confused at. That's the same thing with Old Boy. He thought I needed him, but now you see his shit. And niggas is like, damn. Like, even the nigga who signed to me, like, man, I apologize for stepping on your toes. Now I see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, I'm like, it's cool. But deal with that. That's your problem now.
Nah, for sure. I mean, damn, see,
that's... All that smoking y'all do, niggas ain't got no lighter?
Yeah, you hear you got a lighter?
I don't.
Nah, but see, that's the crazy part is about, especially when you gotta, like, when you sticking your neck out for somebody else and you doing all this other shit, it's like, you know, like, that's a fucking risk you gotta take, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, honestly, you've been putting on for niggas, though. You've been helping a lot of niggas out, and I don't want that to, like, deter you from, like, finding the next nigga.
No,
like,
it's not, but it's more so, like, I take motherfuckers who enthused to do it now, not more so motherfuckers I grow lacking into, because that's where the problem's at, I think. You know, like the Comethazine kid, bro. Like, this nigga was trying to sign to me, bro, at the same time I had Dylan. And I had Dylan, I'm just like, I don't even. This nigga Comethazine is huge as fuck right now.
Yeah, I know.
See, and the reason how I even knew that Comethazine was trying to sign to me, bro, he just put up, like, some logo of his, like, his new record label or something, and it looked like the Cutthroat Records logo. And everybody started adding me.
The Bosky shit or some shit like that?
Nah, he got some... Hedge, something. It's like some new shit.
Really?
Yeah, he just did it.
It's like a guillotine type
it's
thing.
A guillotine.
Really?
Exact guillotine. Like, bro, it's the same exact shit. It just with a different head in the middle.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it's.
I didn't even see that. That's
crazy. Hinch Gang Mafia or some shit like that.
Whoa.
But the nigga jumped in my DMs like, bro, I've been a fan of you. Like, I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like, you know. Like, but it's all right. But,
that's crazy, though.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I like that motherfuckers.
Oh, wow. Bro, nah, it's the exact same shit, bro. But what?
He put a bowl of water at the bottom or something? I don't know.
Bruh. What if he come with the chain, too?
Cut gonna die. What you mean? No question.
Bro, I didn't even... How did I miss that, bro? It's exact. I'm not like, I'm the nigga, bro. I'm gonna keep it 100. Like, niggas be saying niggas stole shit from niggas and all that, blah, blah. I'm the nigga that just be playing the background. I'm like, I'ma really see. And I tell you the truth, oh God, that's the exact same shit.
Same shit.
Bro, same I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
These niggas are my sons, man. You know how it
goes. Now, see, but like, I feel like we at a point now where it's like, niggas don't want to pay homage, or niggas don't want to, like, niggas felt some type of way. He probably felt like he DM'd you or some shit. You probably didn't even see the shit.
Now, the thing is, I told a nigga, I said, bro, keep it if you want it, bro. At the end of the day, I don't.
Keep the logo and shit?
Yeah, that shit don't matter to me, fool.
Yeah.
That don't matter. That's some egotistical shit, bro.
That's just crazy, though. Like,
that shit don't really matter to me, bro. Like, Kugel made me look even more like a genius. You jocking this whole shit.
Yeah. And it'll just make you look crazy. Like, you came out the cut. Like, oh, no, fuck this nigga. Like, you know, like, that wouldn't even be a good look anyway.
It is what it is, though. What you working on right now? We supposed to be interviewing me. I'll be interviewing you.
Man, on God, right? I'm like, damn, this is a nice little change up.
What you doing?
Man, I got some music I've been, like, honestly just sitting on, and I'm trying to figure out how to... You know, like, I'm trying to come up with marketing plans and, like, put videos and shit. It's not about just dropping a song on no more. You feel me?
The visuals that go with it, but...
Yeah, you feel me?
All the camp, it costs now, bro. It costs to get on now.
Nah, for sure. For sure, man.
But it's worth it, bro. Like I said, you got the music, bro. Especially that shit, that shit you did and you, like, on the side of the car.
Oh.
It's recent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you're talking about X6, probably?
No, it's not like, X6. I don't like that song.
I fuck with that though.
It's a new video. It's like some West Coast shit.
Oh. You know
what I'm talking about? No, you don't.
It's called 310.
Fire. There we go.
You know, your mans is on the other part of that song, right?
Who's my mans? Oh, Yeah, I'm not worried about it though, man. Who are these niggas to me, man?
Hey, see, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's like some mature, grown man shit of you to be like, oh, even though I don't even really fuck with that nigga, I'm gonna say this song. You know?
Bro, the song fire, bro.
Nah, niggas be on weird shit like that, bro. For real, for real. I had some niggas up in here, and I showed them the video. They was like, yeah, this is fire, but nah, you got that nigga on it, da da da. And I was like, all right, look, like, bro, I ain't know nothing about that.
Why I don't have no problems with her is because after I did what I did, when I was about to smoke her, I talked to him like a couple months later. He was like, I did the same shit. Like,
what happened with
niggas,
like,
try to jump me, fool. I'm not going.
Oh, yeah, see?
I'm not going. You that's can die. It. I'm going to say, I'm not going. I peeled out. You can get a fair fade.
See, but that's crazy, though, because, like, everybody be trying to, like, twist stories and make it seem like, you know, like.
House fault, bro.
Like, niggas is the craziest.
How many times you been around me, bro?
Enough times to know that you ain't going for no bullshit.
I don't trip for no reason, bro.
Yeah, not for real.
Nah, I'm a cool ass nigga, bro. I be even cool with the ops, bro. Like, if you ain't tripping, I ain't tripping. I'm on this money right now, bro.
Nah, for real.
I got a whole ass daughter, bro.
It's too much shit going on out here, too, bro, for all that shit, man. Like, you know?
Nah, I love beef, though. Ain't never too much. That's what make the world go around. Somebody gotta die.
We all gonna go one day, man. Yeah. You know? I was talking to my moms about that shit the other day, man. I'm a real, like.
You wanna know who I began your life confused with?
Hmm.
David Sebastian.
Why?
Ain't y'all from the same area?
He from Torrance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I be thinking. Like, when you be saying, don't I be like, David. Yeah, bro. I be paying attention to all that shit. I be fans
really,
of niggas, bro.
Now you see, honestly, when you said that earlier, you was like, you can't get intertwined with niggas that you just cause you like them.
Yeah.
Bro, I swear to God, you got some real shit, bro.
But even just, you got to think about it, bro. You in the music industry. If you can't be used, you're useless. So if a nigga get a chance to talk to you and he feel that he can use you, cut on. You know what I mean? He gonna do what he need to do. That's why you don't see me out, bro.
Yeah.
I'd rather have, like, genuine friends. Niggas gotta go out their way to see me. Like,
yeah, nah, for sure.
I'm gonna go to the house, pull up on this nigga. He don't never come outside.
Yeah, nah. I mean, that's why I'm like, I'm glad you hit me back this morning. You was like, nigga, we doing it right now.
Nah, because when I plan shit, that's when it don't go through. That's why I was like, facts. If I plan it Friday, I'm usually going to have something that's going to come up on some money shit. And I'm sorry, House, when I love you.
Easy. Out of here.
Fuck you. I need some money.
Hey, on God, out of here. Yeah. Nah, but that's why, like, nigga, we don't do this shit until way later. You was like, I'm coming at 12. I'm like, all right, Yuri, get your ass to the store. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, that's some real shit, though, man. All right, let's talk about this fucking merch shit you've been going crazy on lately, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when did you decide? I mean, I feel like you always been, like, going, like, hard on it, but, like, you, like, this last couple drops, you decided to take it to a whole nother level, though.
It's, I'm about to be 28 next month.
Yeah?
Yeah, bro, so it's just
you looking
like,
a smooth 22, bro.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. I ain't got a haircut yet. You call me sexy?
Nah, nigga. Nah. Chill. Hey, just know when I get the haircut, my wave's about to be busting on that shit. Just know. Hey, we can start the wave wars on the ground, bro.
I'm wolfing right now.
Nigga, yeah, right. Your shit was crispy, nigga.
I ain't put no wave cap on last night. I was drunk. Fell asleep my shit off.
Yeah, your ass is drunk last night on the ground. Yo, you be having me dead, bro. I'm telling you.
You got to come hang with us, House. Bro.
Hey,
you
I'm.
Come hang with the homies, bro.
I need a cutthroat chain. I need some merch. I'm trying to get jumped in, bro. What's up? I'm trying to be Doty Block Cutthroat, man. Collab.
Hey, Doty be turned up still?
Bro, honestly, it's more turned now than it was when I was growing up. You know, I was kind of, I was skating and I was hanging with the Odd Future niggas and shit. Like, I was on the other side, bro. I was at the skate park. So, like, I didn't know this shit was, bro. Doty, nigga, I got on my own block, bro.
You got robbed?
Man, we'll talk about details later.
Don't tell nobody you got robbed.
Nah,
it just happened.
Nah, I ain't say I got robbed. I just said some shit happened, you know? I might have lost some shit.
You got another one of those? Dad.
That's the Toronto one?
Yeah. Need that.
Come pop y'all shit one time, man. Scoot up real quick, man. Maybe you want to take the Rolly one, yeah. What's popping, man? Hey, if just know, y'all seeing these hats everywhere.
That's us.
That's the guys right
ACC
here.
ACC Studio, La Ropa.
La Ropa. Where y'all niggas get the name from?
One day, I was like homeless as fuck. And I was laying on this girl's like.
This is Miami, bro.
No, that's where the concept came from. The name came from. Yeah. One day we were homeless. We used to be homeless in New York, and we're laying on like the steps of this bitch's crib. I was just there thinking, bro, how do I get money? how do I get money? And like people been copying us. I just said clothing. What we do, clothes. La ropa. Spanish.
What does that mean?
That's how you say clothes in Spanish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Joey, is that confirmed? Is that how you say clothes in Spanish?
I don't speak Spanish like that.
I feel like you tapped in into the Mexico. You got the Mexico AF1s on right now.
You know they love me. They call me El Gordo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, hey, man, just know y'all been going crazy. You know, this nigga trying to drop my swag, but you know.
When did y'all give him a hat?
Nah, I'm capping.
Nah, when did you get one, though?
I definitely seen Warhol with it first, and then I hit him up. I'm going to come clean.
I seen you in it, like, a while ago.
See?
Yeah. I didn't even know how you got it.
Hey, from the horse's mouth.
You heard it on camera, too.
From the horse's mouth.
Niggas dropping my swag, you hear me?
Hey, just know. We was the first three niggas with him. Everybody else after that. Hey, now shout out my niggas though, man, for real. Hey, this nigga, I was like, yo, how much? Look, I was like, how much for the denim jacket, bro? He was like,
$1,300.
He was like $1,300, but I got you for $7. I was like, nigga, damn. But guess what? They going. They definitely selling though.
Yeah.
Y'all selling those shits for $13? They going?
Yeah,
bro.
13 pockets.
They have to.
Aren't these is like $75, bro?
Yeah. That's the thing. Our clothes, there's a lot of work that's put in.
Nah, for sure,
we
for
make
sure.
It everything by hand.
Like, did you peep the inside? Like, nigga, shit got the shit stitched in, all types of
this
shit.
Bitch heavy than a motherfucker.
Yeah, oh God.
Metal jacket.
You handmade that shit too, huh?
Yep.
Hey, man. All right, we gonna let me get back to this Joey interview. I'm gonna have y'all come tap back in a little bit. But yeah, nah. So, all right. So, when did you decide to say fuck this? I'm taking the merch shit to a whole nother level.
Shit, I did the collab with Ian like 2016.
Ian
Connor.
Oh, where?
Yeah. Bro, you got Ian. Me and Ian is super close. So, like, a close fan of mine. That's who really told me, like, yo, you need to be focusing on clothes. Like, bro, it's to the point now. So I went to the studio session with Key and Kenny Beats, right?
Mm-hmm.
I walk up. This is my first time actually, like, chilling with Key, just me and him. You know what I mean? Like, he called me, like, pull up.
Y'all knew each other before, though?
Yeah. First thing he say to me, if I was you, I'd lock myself in a house. That cutthroat shit gonna make you a lot of money. That's the first thing he say. Like, Vince called me every day talking about it. You know what I mean? And now, like, it was really just, it sound cliche, kind of homo, like a forward expression. You know what I mean? Like, with all of, like, I used to go with, like a lot of, like, just dark graphics. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just, like, horror shit. It's, like, a form of my producing, like, my production. Like, I use, like, horror samples and shit like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's just like,
it goes with the whole theme,
though.
Yeah,
it's just like, it's just like a form of expression, bro. I just like making clothes, really.
Yeah. Was that your first thing, like, you was into before music?
Nah, bro.
You always been a fly nigga, though.
Yeah, I got in with Rocky, though, so it grew on me after a while, like, being around Rocky and shit. Like,
yeah, them niggas is always on that shit.
And all this type of shit. Now that's all I wear. And then, like, Yams was really the fashion nigga, bro. Like,
nah,
a lot
for
of
sure,
people don't
sure.
know that. Yams is the one that was really up on fashion. Like, just seeing him and, like, Donna Karen. I'm like, nigga, DK, why they make clothes for Mandy? Like,
right.
Yeah, nigga. I'm like, yo,
you know what's crazy? Like, that's where I got the whole Carhartt swag from, too, was from him, to be honest. Carhartt with the fitted, that's Yams all day.
Mm-hmm. So, you feel me? So, just really, like, with the clothes shit, it's really just, like I said, just a form of expression. And that shit, that's where the money at.
Like, nah,
niggas
for
can
real.
Rap all they want, but the clothes money, and it's immediate. Hit your account in the next couple days.
Bro, your shit be selling out first go, bro.
Yeah.
How'd you link up with, like, Unathletic and those niggas? Like, them niggas is going
to
be the new.
Unathletic is signed to me.
Oh, you going crazy, crazy.
He's signed to me as a singer.
Where is he? I didn't even know he made music. He's fire? He probably fire as fuck. I don't even doubt it at all. But that's what I'm saying. That's you thinking forward and, like, thinking past the clothes.
Yeah, but I signed him as an artist, and then I seen, like, his designs. I'm like,
oh, you didn't even know he made clothes and shit at first?
Nah.
I didn't even know he made music. That's the crazy part.
I was on some music shit.
How'd you find him? How'd you find his music?
I was just up late night on the internet.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Nah,
that's
but like
Yams. If you've been around Yams, if you've been around, that's all he did. Sit Yoda style on his computer all day. At nighttime, maybe smoking cigarettes, listening to music, back and forth.
I be thinking I'd be wasting time when I do that, but you know what? Like, just researching shit. But it's research.
Nah, bro,
it's research and development.
Nah, bro. That's where the money at. You got to think, that's like e-reading.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know I mean, like, that's e-reading.
As you you studying, you know, off top. Yeah, put up to the mic.
It's him.
Who produced it?
He did.
Shout out Unathletic. I would have never knew he made music if you didn't say this.
So good, bro.
This shit's already out on SoundCloud now. Yeah,
I know songs. Mm. Real close circle.
He produced it too? Nah, this nigga going hard,
and
though.
And he recorded this shit like off of, you remember back in the day, like 06, niggas just recording little computer mics?
Yeah.
He using that, like he.
Damn.
Yeah, he's real.
Where is it? Where is he? Like, I don't know nothing about, bro.
He from Texarkana.
What the fuck is that? Oh, my God.
But
okay.
Right now he's Arkansas. He's a bad boy, bro. He went to jail for gun running.
I believe it.
Yeah, he's like, that's why I fuck with him, bro. He's like the white nigga that's cool enough to come to the black cookout.
Nah, for sure.
And that's why I'm like, bro, it's gonna go. Like, it's gonna go, bro.
He got the huge ass neck tap. I was like, honestly,
he sounds gay right now, bro.
I just said he got the neck tap. That's all I seen, bro. I never even seen his face. I just seen he got the homie, because he do the absent shit with the homie. Uh-huh. So he's got that shit blasted on his neck. I'm like, who is this white? This nigga Joey loves violating me, bro. Honestly. This nigga out of pocket.
Hey.
Hey, man. Hey, man. It's 2019, bro. You can tell the homies they look cute. You feel me? Hey. Hey, sometimes you got to tell the bro, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I be posting weird ass memes. This nigga Joey be like, yo, what's up with you, bro? I'm like, bro,
hey,
just.
I don't follow this nigga for like a whole month.
I'm like, bro, it's just a meme, bro. Chill.
Bro, be happy hot. Like, bro, you so edge, bro. Like, what's wrong with you?
Hey, that's why the white fans love me, bro.
He's a homie, bro. Niggas get drunk, he's gonna run up the street with his booty cheeks out.
Nah, like, chill. Nah.
He do like Tyler Creator type shit, bro. Like,
hell, nah. I used to be around them niggas. Them niggas is on some whole other shit.
Bro, flash everybody, bro. That type of nigga, bro. I guarantee you that.
Tyler be pulling his balls out on some more shit.
I can't
like,
be friends with niggas like that.
Huh?
We
had a supermarket, you just walk up, you sniff like randomly. Man, we was at McDonald's one time. This is back when niggas in high school. We had McDonald's one time. I was broke as fuck. Like, I didn't even have enough to get a McDouble. I like needed like a quarter or some shit. I'm like, yo, let me get a quarter.
You about to be some gay shit.
Nah. I'm like, let me get a quarter. He's like, call me daddy first. And I'm like,
that's gay. You said it wasn't no gay shit. You said call another man telling you.
And nigga was like, call me dad first. And I'm like, yo, chill, bro. Hey.
Hey, look, man. It's the homie, but I don't know nothing about that shit.
Hey, nah, you be seeing me in the bitches comments. Stop playing.
Nah, you be going crazy.
Stop playing, man.
You're a pervert. Big pervert. House phone, the perv. Hey, that's your
little perv phone. I'm wifed up now, man.
Hey, what's up? You got any more of those shirts?
No, this is
not from, that shit. I'm talking about.
I got some. Oh, bro, I gotta show you this jersey I'm about to drop. Oh, you need this. This is for the blue man right here. I got you. Hold on. That's your alter ego, the blue man.
Yeah, bro.
When'd you tap in on the blues, man?
Bro, I've been.
All right, for sure. You say you don't drink lean and shit no more. I ain't seen you off the drink, though, forever, though.
I don't drink like that no more. That shit, because I already don't work out. I'd really be stupid fat off the drink.
First of all, nigga, that shit, I mean, I know you got it, but that shit expensive, bro. I'm good on that. I've been good on that. Nah, peep the jersey, though. Don't steal my ideas coming out like next week. Joey might try to gangster me for an idea. Hey, it's hard, right?
Yo.
I got you.
That's genius.
I got you. I give you 10 of them. Just help me promote that shit.
It's fire. It's going to go.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to go crazy. I ain't even do the back yet. That's just the front.
You went crazy with that one.
Come on, man. Hey, it's summertime too. Niggas about to be.
And when you said a couple weeks?
Like, give me like 2 weeks to get up. Like, you know, I made the sample already, but.
That's fire.
Yeah, man. I just know, we got some shit coming up, man. What else you been working on? You dropped Chipper Jones 4?
I got a pop album coming out.
You got a pop album? You got to have an athletic feature on there.
I got a pop. Nah, you know Jameson?
Jameson. Like the drink?
The singer.
I know the drink.
Niggas don't know who Jameson is.
Bro, you too tapped in sometimes, man.
Jameson's next level. But yeah, I got a pop album. Let me play you some shit. This interview gonna be mad boring because it's like me just catching up with the homie.
I mean, I feel like that's when they vibe with the shit the most, to be honest. You about to leak the whole album? Oh, this is the Jameson nigga. Alright, let's go.
Nah, it's me's album.
Okay. Just hit me on my next tail chirp. Suck my dick so long I know her neck still hurt. Ooh. I
tell her keep going, here's a perk. Now she getting hella nauseous just to make matters worse. Mm.
This beat is crazy. Ooh.
You know I want that cat when you slide in the back of your ride or the passenger side.
Ooh.
If you got a guy, you ain't gotta lie to me, baby. Don't be shy. Your secrets you can't confide in me. If he come home from work early, you can hide with me. I don't change your mind, girl. You said you gon' ride a die with me.
Yo. Yo, you want some other shit. Who is this?
It's Jameson. He produced it too. But all live, we did it all live.
This sound like some 90s, like, fucking, like, so. Oh, God, bro. This is crazy. This is what they need, bro. For real, for real.
It's coming out. I'll have it out in summertime.
You doing a whole tape like that?
We got a whole album like that. It's all old sounding shit.
Bro, he made the beat, too?
Yeah, look, I'll show you some more shit.
Bro, that's where the money at, for real, for real.
This is how it came about. Right before I went to jail in 2017, I was just off mad lean and shit. But yeah. I used to go hang with him. Mm. And he used to always tell me, like, bro, get yourself clean. Like, he used to always tell me, like,
so, yeah.
Like, one day, I'm just chilling, doing some cuts for his album and shit. He just like, yo, I need you to do this record. I do this record. It came out super fire. I was just like, yo, why don't we start a band called Who Pooted It? And I named our first album be called Too Much Funk. I'm like, that's
exactly who pooted.
You know what I mean? Boom, he's like, I'm not doing no fucking thing called Who Pooted. Because he's a real musician. He's like, that's a joke. So I'm like, all right, bet.
But niggas don't understand that the joke part might go.
But that's how I started. But then once we start like just recording, and he seen like I can really like just write anything. You know what I mean? It's cool. So he just was like, let's do it. Like,
because not everybody could just hop on some shit like that and make it sound cool.
Yeah, he produced this too.
Smoking, no idea where the road is. Have no vision, eyes wide open, full of lies and plenty opens. But somehow the shit cleared.
He did the guitar too.
It's no love for me.
That's why he played the guitar.
I do drugs to shine through rainy weather. When you're the one who's supposed to help keep it together. Intuition tell me to do better.
You gotta drop this, bro. This is nuts. Bro,
the mixture
of both of y'all is crazy.
It's fire. Rock Nation trying to put it out, but we gonna keep it independent.
Bro,
it's
hold on to that nigga, bro.
Bro, hold on. He need to, bro.
Hold on.
Nah, bro. Like, you know who this nigga is?
Nah, I don't. I
seen this nigga buy a house off TuneCore, bro.
Oh, okay.
He's lit, like lit. Like
Jameson?
A million Spotify listeners lit, and he's fully.
Oh, he got a million listeners.
He's purely independent, no management, no nothing, bro. Like, it's just him, bro. He mix and master his own music, got a big ass studio in his garage.
That nigga sound like he on some Tame Impala shit or something.
Bro, it's next level, bro. Like, when it comes to music, like, nobody's fucking with him, bro. Like, effortless.
God damn. Nah, that. And you say he produces, sang it, all that shit?
Gotta take it by there sometime.
Yeah, Joey put me on right now. That nigga's on some other shit, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, but honestly, the contrast between y'all voices and all that shit.
Nigga got fake cookies. Wookies. Could have got Wookiees.
That's the West Side. The West Side cookies. West Side Doty Block Wookiees.
You got that from up Doty?
Nah.
Yeah, you did.
Nah, that's the shop downtown that just, you know, they sponsor a nigga, man. They be shooting me some weed, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I ain't no sponsor. Hey, they disrespectful. Because that shit's some bullshit.
Hey.
What's the name of that shop?
Honestly, I don't even do that. I know where it's at.
Yeah, but they sponsor you, all right.
They sponsor me with a pack or two. That's what I meant. Like, they're just, you know, off the love. When you getting the cutthroat strain?
Man, I'm trying to just take on one thing at a time, bro. I got a daughter now, so it's just like, can't do too much.
How has that changed you, man? I feel like you always been a cool nigga, but I feel like that really, like, leveled you out, and you've been really chilling since that. You've been in your dad bag heavy.
Man, that shit's the best thing ever, bro. To be honest with
she
you.
She look just like you, bro.
Yeah.
She's scary.
To me, but that shit, I'm still the same nigga, bro. Ain't shit changed. I just think about shit a lot more.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm a person that deal on morals and values, so if anything is touching my moral value,
yeah,
then I'm gonna trip regardless if I got a daughter or not.
That's what I'm saying. Like that shit with you the other day. Like, did that make you think about that more? You know? No? Why not?
Death is death, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, you think about that shit too much, bro, you're gonna ruin your life, bro.
Nah, for sure.
It's gonna come regardless, bro. I'm just about to love my daughter as much as I could till I go, bro. That's it.
I felt that, bro.
I'm not worried about no nigga coming. I'm not worried about no beef. I'm not worried about nothing. Like, you know what I mean? So, she'd be all right. Like I said, I got a hella life insurance policy.
I felt that.
She'd be all right, man.
Man, you seem like you got it all in order, bro. You seem like you just, you know, you putting the pieces together.
I don't have myself in order yet. That's a problem.
Man, that's always the biggest part, though. Yeah, you can control everything.
Now, that's why I canceled the show on the 12th.
Yeah?
Cancel it. I just need to
work. Wait, the one that's coming up?
Cancel it.
Why? How come?
I need to focus on myself, bro.
Damn, bro.
Like, after that shit happened, that's what it really, like, that's what it did. Just, like, it made me want to solidify a lot of things a lot more, you know what I mean? Rather than doing a show. Like, bro, I just made niggas whole touring money off clothes, you know what I mean?
Nah, so it's for
just
real, like, for real.
It's really no need for me to even do a show. It was really just, like, I just wanted to do
a show.
You
just wanted to do it. Remember you told me the same shit? Because I was telling you, I was like, man, I keep doing these like little shows out of state. That shit don't be really moving.
It was going to sell out, but it's just, I'd rather work on me right now, bro. Like, I'd rather work on me, just getting my mind right.
You know
what I mean? Find out what makes me happy. Like, I was in a relationship for 10 years, and I'm finally out of that.
10 years?
Yeah, so.
Is that who you had your daughter with?
Yeah.
God damn.
So yeah, I'm just trying to figure out.
But we young too, bro. Yeah. Like,
I was working when I was 16. You know what I mean? So to be spending so much time with somebody, like, and to wake up pleasing them every day.
Yeah.
I don't know what made me happy. You know what I mean?
You gotta please yourself, bro.
That's why I've been trying to figure out, like, waking up and seeing what made me happy. I like drinking coffee in the morning.
Yeah, y'all have to be up early, bro.
3 o'clock every morning, 3 to 4.
I don't know how, nigga. You was just drunk last night. You was up before me.
Been up since 3 a.m. I wake up 3 to 4 every day. You got to think about it. 4 a.m. is 7 a.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah, niggas is
emails got to go out. That's just how it is. I'm a businessman, bro.
Man, I don't know where you got this mindset from, bro, but that's just crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to do a little something, man.
For sure, man. All right, so you got...
Fuck
you,
this nigga, Adam. Take a tab off here.
Hey, you probably just turned the whole shit off.
I did.
I don't know.
Hey, we good. I'm turning it back up.
All right.
Y'all hear me, cuz? All right.
Nah, but what else you got? What else you working on and shit?
Trying to do a pop-up shop of some sort.
You might as well. That new drop you just did was crazy.
Yeah, good looking. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for real.
I got a tour coming up
mm-hmm.
with Jamison when we drop this album. Got that tour.
We need to do the House Phone Joey Eddie Baker tour. That's what we need to do.
Fuck, I look like touring with y'all niggas.
You fuck with Eddie. Stop playing.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, when I went to jail, Eddie was the driver.
Eddie was driving? Why the fuck was Eddie driving?
Eddie ain't gonna say nothing. I know Eddie know how to drive. What he said? I said, Eddie, I'm about to go do this. He said, you know, I got you fast. Come on.
Hey, man, Eddie a real nigga, man. Hey, one of me and Eddie's homies passed away. We're gonna do like a little benefit show for him and shit. Ooh. Help his mom, the homie Rico from Inglewood. That nigga, he got killed at his birthday party on his birthday. Like, cause some nigga, like, he throw parties and shit. Niggas was like trying to perform, I guess. I don't really know what happened, but.
This is out here?
Yeah, this was like 2 weeks ago, huh? But like, nah, he was, he used to do shows with like Seth Hollow Water Boys, like when they was still doing like warehouse shows on like Normandy and shit. Like, they was in the trenches.
And they killed him cause they couldn't perform?
Some shit like that, bro. He was a real ass nigga too, bro. He was one of those niggas, like he was from Inglewood, he was from NHP and shit, and he was like, he liked the way I did it. He's like, I like that you yourself, you don't be trying to be hard and shit. He's like, niggas fuck with you. He's like, I'm trying to get the white fans like you. So he was putting all the Inglewood niggas onto me and like, you know, like he was helping me out, you know? So I'm like, RIP my nigga Rico, we gonna do a benefit show for him. Probably me and Eddie gonna do some shit for him and like give his shit to his mom and shit, you know,
yeah,
help out
fire.
With the cost and shit.
That's fire.
Nah, that's for super sure, fire. Man. You got to give back to niggas that show love, you know?
Yeah, that's how it is. That's what's going to keep you rich forever.
Nah, for bro. Man. That's what I'm saying. You got the keys, bro.
Yeah, man.
Anything else you want to tap in on before we get out of here?
Shit, tap in at that new House Phone coming soon.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Tap in. You know what I mean? Y'all motherfuckers just stay blessed, whatever you call that shit. That's it. I don't got nothing to talk about, bro.
Hey, man. Thank you for pulling up, bro.
Hey,
for real.
Hey, I cooked some mussels last night. Yesterday.
Oh, you chef
fire.
Fats?
Fire.
You got to start the chef Instagram account. Chef Fats?
Nah.
You not fucking with it? Confirm, is the food good?
She ain't ate my food yet.
And she's like, I don't know.
I'm trying to make it my boo, but she She playing.
Hey,
see, I've been chasing her for 4 years.
She bad though. I feel you.
Dumb bad.
Do you see that? Look at her. I ain't even gonna look. Bad. I ain't gonna have Joey pressing me. I ain't even looking.
Bad. And she older than me too.
She look younger than you.
And she like 6'1", 6 foot.
She definitely is dunking on you. Easy.
Dunk on me all you want, baby.
Yo, no jumper, Joey Fats, cutthroat. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
No problem, buddy.
Hey. Follow us, Joey Fast on Instagram, Lil House Phone on Instagram. I'm good, I really do. I need him. I'm trying to get past bro, for real, for real.
Nah, fuck this.
Hey, follow La Ropa Life, ACC Studio. Follow my niggas. Pussy Bill Strong Bones.
Hey, where's this camera? This is it?
Yeah, it's that right there, yep. Yeah.